The Italian Festival of Tikva. The Italian Festival is April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, celebrating the Italian heritage in the village of Tikva. Come by and experience the best in Italian food. Great entertainment lined up Friday through Sunday. Come and enjoy amusement, fun, and activity for the whole family. All at the Italian Festival grounds, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Highway 51, downtown Tikva. To get more information,
the views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Kingdoms versus republics. Democratic republics. That is something that we don't have. Our government has been usurped by those who look as if they are born here and look as if they come from here, but they are beholden to an alternative way of life, like the Council on Foreign Relations, that is a member. It was started in 1921. The Royal Institute of International Affairs was started in 1919, and there was several before that, but those are the two big daddies. Those are the two I guess they replaced our state of trying to think of what Hillary Clinton was in charge of, the I want to say State of the Union, but I'm trying to think of State Department. She betrayed us. She's been betraying us. She represents those who wish to live and work and be in a constitutional monarchy. I don't know how it's not apparent to anyone who, you know, the income, inflation, the high percentage of inflation, it's by no accident whatsoever. Let me name a few. We've got, you know, Papa Bush, Clinton, Baby Bush, Bush 2, as in elder and senior, and anyone that elects a presidential son is looking for a kingdom. It's put it in place. The son of someone who's already been in power, who's already had a great level of access to, and setting up his son as, it doesn't matter if there's, you know, administrations in between, if there's a vote involved, if there's an election involved. President George Herbert Walker Bush started with Eisenhower and well before. You know, if you look at Eisenhower, when he started off his presidency, he was playing bridge with local people who he knew. They were friends of his. And then by the end of his presidency, it was members of the Council on Foreign Relations. When you look at this, you look at all that has gone on, we've been betrayed on a grand scale. All of our presidents we've had governors working for the British German Royal Crown. You can see the signs of it everywhere. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she thinks she's a god. I don't, you know, I cannot see how anyone cannot see this, how people cannot see how look at not Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld left. He was in the, you know, administrations for some time, left to go on a mission to save something called aspartame and put it back on the market. It was going to be taken off the market by the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, when Rumsfeld steps in and comes to the royal families because they wanted this, you know, this concoction, this evil thing known as aspartame on the market to kill as many Americans and as many patriots as possible. That's what aspartame was all about. That's what DuPont was all about. Trying to take out as many Americans without even firing a shot. That's what General Electric stands for. It was a corporation. The corporate model is something that our founders were against. They believed it to be an evil, insidious thing. They made the corporation to be landlocked, not to be international, not to be international, not to be national, and to be constrained by the states, where the corporation could only be given its rights through the state. This way, the charter or the ability to work in a given area much like the East Indies Company, that we fought a revolutionary war and war of independence against the East Indies Company, including the royal prerogative of or against the Royal British German Crown, Yiddish too, Crown right to carry on this type of behavior. Now the corporation is taking over, like Disney, known for running its using its immense power, even at the time back when Disney was on the forefront, to transcend those international or national or state borders. And even now, it is like DeSantis has pointed out, is a world charter. We'll be back.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've tried covering it all. There's so much to cover. Sovereign immunity. What is that? It's saying that the powers that be in government are somehow immune. That goes into administrative doctrine, so to speak. We're supposed to have separate, distinct, clear delineations between the legislative, judicial, well, legislative, executive, and judicial branches. I don't think I'm gonna, you know, be alive much longer. Just a lot of stuff has been thrown my way, and just looking at it all, it's pretty tough. But the Coast Guard, if it hasn't already been identified as the purient set of evil, I don't know if there's any Coast Guard that are decent and would blow the whistle on the Coast Guard and what it's up to. But the Coast Guard, even back in 1915, when it was created as a civil service in the time of war. It's supposed to control, you know, it was done because of, we were right in the middle of the war. And that's one reason why it was created. It is a central federal maritime constabulary that is now acting as a de facto Navy that is acting on behalf of the British German Royal Crown. And it could be that we may have enough and enough of a Navy, as I see it, to stick up for itself. I don't see that happening. The Navy is being shadowed by the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is operating within the United States Navy overseas, when it's overseas, and it reports back to the Council on Foreign Relations. Figure out how and how this breach of U.S. International, let alone national law, they have done away with everything to do with the American flag, so to speak. They are just looking at the Admiralty and General Maritime Law is on par with the Constitution. We work on shipping articles. We still do. They were enacted in 1791. And the Coast Guard has taken them down, been used to take down our merchant marine to where it is no more or has been infested. to the point of, you know, we need a Merchant Marine Act of 1936 updated to 2022. That was the only thing that saved us in our World War II, World War I, World War II. There were PSYOPs. The Cold War was a PSYOP. We spent so much time in Germany with our troops that it became like, you know, we took on Germany. You know, we sat in Germany from after 1947, the Berlin Wall. Berlin was part of the war effort. All of this is, you know, little wars. These are not big wars. World War One, World War Two. It's seems like it's a big war. Seems like it was the last war, but you have to look at it in the bigger scheme of things. Like Cheney said that from 1915 to the present, which was 2020 or thereabouts, or 2015, you know, 2010, whatever, that it was one big war. And he was on the other side. All these guys, you know, I'm trying to think of who's it. I just can't get my mind around the fact that everybody has given up, has just. Biden should not be in power right now. He's not president material. He's betrayed us on such a grand scale that is he's a member of the CFRs. He can only do us harm. Every member of his cabinet is a CFR member. I cannot stress to you how violative that is of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Somebody who's not an American, not his oath of allegiance is beyond the Constitution.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. A Senate Judiciary Committee rejects a bill to end the death penalty in Louisiana. After a long discussion and debate, the panel voted 5-1 against the bill by Monroe Democrat Senator Katrina Jackson. The matter appears to be dead for the remainder of the session. Baton Rouge police arrest a local man for the murder of a woman that was broadcast on Facebook Live yesterday. Sergeant Elgin McNeely says 35-year-old Earl Johnson Jr. was already in custody after a chase involving a stolen vehicle when they learned that he was a suspect in the brutal stabbing of 34-year-old Janice David.
We do believe is that they had been on at least a 3 to 4 day drug binge together. From there, during the course of those events at the end of it, he choked her, he beat her, and he stabbed her.
And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser's home in Plaquemines Parish was burglarized recently. The thieves took thousands in sports memorabilia and tried to torch the place as they left. Damage was minimal. Nungesser says he's confident an arrest will be made soon. This is news on LRN.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
We're going to throw out some terms here that we've covered on the show: conspiracy theory, Harold Pratt, the Chatham House, King as in dictator, Antichrist, again the logo that they like to use, the dude on the white horse, the first horse of the apocalypse, pointing up to the sky, and below it says ubiquitous or ubique, which means all encompassing, all knowing or all everywhere. Because they are everywhere. Doesn't mean you can't resist. Doesn't mean you shouldn't resist. Doesn't mean you won't win. He is the Antichrist, the dude on the white horse, the first rider of the four horses of the apocalypse. Who would have that as their logo? The Council on Foreign Relations. That's who I'm talking about. That's who Joe Biden represents. He does not represent a limited constitutional republic. Rothschilds, Red Shield, Illuminati, United Nations, Comrade, 5150, a special tribunal that was held just for me in room 5150 of the Federal Fusion Center in the most disturbing sign that the New World Order is here. New World Order, World Economic Forum, Young Global Leader Program, the Council on Foreign Relations that helped start all of these. It started the Davos, the Bilderberg, or the Trilateral Commission. It started all of those, and it started the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations did, Anglo-Iranian Oil, Persian Oil, BP, British Petroleum, Royal Dutch Shell, that owns a majority stake of our North Slope Oil, Teapot Dome, Jimmy Carter, who was a member of the Council on, a signatory member, a founding member, Jimmy Carter, the President of the United States of America in the 1970s, last time we had this kind of inflation, this level of inflation, Jimmy Carter was president. And he was a founding member of the Trilateral Commission along with Henry Kissinger, who's Jewish. Who cares? He is and was here to betray us as a royalist, as a loyalist. 40% of all the wealth in the world, more than 40%, is owned and controlled by members of the council, members of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, better known as the Council on Foreign Relations, the offshoot, which is beholden to and entrusted to the City of London. Think of Panama Papers, the Pentagon Papers, You know, Vietnam, we were held in that war for two more years than we should have been, when we should have been out. We should have never been in that war. But we were betrayed, as we were kept in it, so they could undo as much as they've done in damage to the United States in attacking it from within. There's the issue of CFR educators who are, you know, they're not teaching civics or anything about our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We have the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, which was, you know, enacted in 1947, that betrays, that allows, that the Supreme Court has upheld. It's just only been recently attacked to allow it to open up again, to allow us back into a court. So you have to, Social Security, if you end up before a Social Security judge, if you end up before a Coast Guard administrative law judge, that is a military branch of the executive branch carrying on court cases instead of the court. They held on to me for 14 years and prosecuted me within a tribunal, within the executive branch, a military tribunal. So you tell me who's in charge. This is not our country. This is not, well, it is, but these are not our ways. These are British, Yiddish, German ways. They are royal family ways. Right now, a corporate member of Pfizer, or a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is Pfizer. It's Johnson and Johnson. BioEngine. These are German, well, Johnson & Johnson's not, but it might as well be. These are German corporations, Pfizer and BioEngine, who are beholden to the crown. They are trying to upend us and make sure that administrative law judges, members of the executive branch, who are known as hearing officers, who had a commissioner from the banks, no less, a commissioner, an administrative law judge, an executive branch commissioner, come in and testify to Congress that, well, we should call them administrative law judges. So they changed the name from hearing officer to administrative law judges. Look it up if you can still find it. It's a matter of record. It should be in the record, but they've destroyed most of this. They've destroyed much of this. The very first Coast Guard commandant was Admiral Berthoff. That's when the Coast Guard was formed in 1915. And it began to decimate. We had the largest merchant marine after World War II. Now we have like 44th or 45th or something ridiculous. I'm telling you, the Coast Guard is shadowing the... This is not funny. This is... I'm warning you, we are preparing for war if we have not already lost the war. Germany and England, Britain. They have done a wondrous job in taking down our democracy, our republic. We have an important difference, a democratic republic, and independence. We'll be back.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right, we're back, and we'll try to get some more out. Goldman, which is Dianne Feinstein, her maiden name is Goldman. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and she's a member of the Bilderberg or Davos, which she goes to, you know, frequently. Goldman Sachs has taken over our country. You just look at Hutchins and Juan Poe. It's a corporation that was run by the British, turned over to the Chinese, and then Bush wanted our cargo, our container cargo, to be scanned by Hutchins and Juan Poe. Hutchins and Juan Poe owns the majority stake of the shipping industry, the ships. So why is the Chinese destroying ships on the waterfront? Great movie. Something that, you know, exposes a lot. Pearl Harbor, attacking it, and the Panama Canal, turning it over to China. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. He signed that. Jimmy Carter was also a member of the signatory, a signing member, a founding member of the Trilateral Commission. We need to get rid of the United Nations. We need to, how that even became the president signing off on that is just mind-boggling. Hamburg America Lines was part of APL. APL was recently sold, most recently, you know, 10, 15 years ago. This didn't start with George W. Bush, but it picked up under the war in Iraq and Afghanistan that he started. And it was not because of 9/11. The people involved in 9/11, the cell that planned 9/11 was from Hamburg, Germany. Hello. So the people, so Germany or German faction that loves Britain wants to be has cut up a deal. The royal families, the royal families have cut up a deal between Britain as a kingdom, Germany as a kingdom, and Israel, or you hear me say British Yiddish a lot, or Israel as a kingdom, not a republic, not Germany as a republic, not Britain as a republic. I mean, come on. You guys know, you've only seen what Britain has been and done over the last several hundred years, you know, 1,000 years. They set up and concocted World War One. They marched into America and started the Coast Guard. And that's one of the other things that they started was the Federal Reserve Act. That was the concoction of the British, the bankers. Paul Warburg, he's a German banker, you know. Morgan, he's an English banker. His father was backed by the English crown. Disney, it helped fund the brown shirts, and look at it now. GE helped fund GE was the world's largest weapons manufacturer. Started here in America by the British, who would set up a puppet empire. Look at, we've had 100 wars in the last 100 years. And before that, we had one or two, a handful at most. but we've been carrying on World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, the Cold War, Panama, all these different, Nicaragua. We've had when John Negroponte was trying to think of the name, U.S. Emissary here, in El Salvador, Nicaragua, he carried on a war of its own in Central America. So, having these Council on Foreign Relations idiots as our de facto State Department is laughable. Alan Dulles, he helped kill Kennedy. What do we need to tell the American people who don't know this stuff because they haven't read about it? I would ask that they would read about it and get up to speed and try to back me up before it's going to be too late. I'm not, I don't plan on lasting very much longer. Not that I don't plan on it. It's just, it is what it is. But Union Banking Corp, Tyson, JFK, it's amazing. It's Smith, Glaxo, Klein, French, Captain Arthur French, in my own proceedings, using, these are, for want of a better word, Nazis. I don't know how better to explain them. They are Nazis. World Economic Forum, you've seen Klaus Schwab. He is a Nazi. You need to start standing up, people, and you need to start, taking action. And Pete Buttigieg, he's a Rhodes Scholar, like Bill Clinton. Every person in Joe Biden's administration, I would ask you to start reading up on the Council on Foreign Relations and bring it all home. Bring it all home, baby. Deep State by Alex Newman. Go ahead.
We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Join me, VJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990.